I'm Jenna.
And I'm Jill.
And we're sisters who talk about gut health on the internet.
No, literally, we talk shit.
Because we believe that gut health is the baseline of achieving long-lasting, optimal health.
AKA making sure it's you that controls your life and not your gut.
But let's be real, health isn't always presented in the most digestible way.
So whether you're trying to get your shit together,
literally,
or just want to learn more about how to take small steps toward a healthier lifestyle, you've come to the right place.
Welcome to our Gut Talk. Welcome back to another episode of Gut Talk. Girls, we are on episode 80, which is so exciting. Jill and I just feel so grateful and excited to be able to continuously bring you these informational, fun episodes and also incredible guests that we have. We have such a freaking good lineup coming up, but we also have an incredible guest today. Her name is Melissa Bologna. She is an actress and model turned wellness entrepreneur. She created the company Beauty and the Broth, which is amazing bone broth, such high quality. It's organic. It's in these awesome packs that you can bring on the go with you. Jill and I have both tried them and we love them. We'll get all into that because Melissa used bone broth to help her heal through digestive issues, her mold toxicity that we're going to talk all about. And not only do we talk about bone broth, we talk all about the mental and emotional side of healing. We talk about manifestation. Melissa also tells us this really interesting story about her medicinal mushroom journey and how that has really helped her go deep into that mental and emotional inner child healing. And before you're like, girls, this is sounding a little woo-woo, there's an incredible message that comes from that diet and supplements are not everything when it comes to healing your body and really improving your life. There's such a emotional aspect to it. And before I get into it too much, we'll talk all about it on the episode. We also go into her mold toxicity, how she found out she had mold toxicity, how she's healing from it, as well as also talking about what the benefits of bone broth are, which I know you guys are always curious to know. And she created Bone Broth Company herself, so she knows all the details and she gives them to us today. So enjoy this candid girl talk all about health, the mental emotional aspect, what bone broth is, and I'm so excited for you to hear it. So without further ado, let's get right into it. Here is Melissa Bologna on Gut Talk.
One, thank you for coming on.
Yes.
So happy to have you here. You're like a part-time Austin resident, aren't you?
No. I'm going to say I was fully living here.
Right.
And now I just come back all the time for work.
Gotcha.
So it's kind of like I came, I built community.
Yeah.
I left only to just come back. Now I stay with friends and everything.
Oh, that's like
when were you here though?
Yeah. I left in August.
Okay.
And I was there 9 months prior, like the whole 9 months prior.
Got it. Okay.
But you're in LA now.
I'm in LA.
Okay.
Yeah, back in LA.
And are you from there?
No, I'm from New Jersey.
Oh,
East Coast girl. Yes. Girl. We're Virginia.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Oh, this is going to be
great. I'm like,
where in New Jersey?
Monmouth County, Central on the Shore.
Shut
you know
up.
Monmouth County?
Yes.
What?
Some of my best friends are there.
Where are they?
What's a private school near them?
Red Bank.
Yes.
Yeah, RBC.
Yes.
Red Bank.
Literally, Red Bank Catholic.
Nailed it.
That's where my friends are from.
Stop. That's hilarious.
I was literally just about to
text her. Jenna went to Virginia Tech, which is like Jersey. Like everyone from Jersey goes to Virginia Tech.
I fucking love Jersey. Such a vibe.
And so how long were you in Jersey for?
Until college. I went to school in New York.
Okay.
And I would come home to Jersey on the weekends.
Yeah.
Wow.
Where'd you go to school?
Pace University in
New
York.
Okay. Yeah.
And at that time, like what did you major in? Like what were you doing? Where was your life at that point?
So it's such an interesting story because I, in New York, I went to school for international marketing and business.
Okay.
But I would run around New Jersey being like, I'm going to be an actress. Like, and I'm not kidding. I was thinking small. Like at that time, I'm like, in my head, I was like, I don't even think I'm going to go to California in my life, let alone like go there and be an actress.
Right.
And then I did study abroad in Paris. I went to the American Business School.
Oh, my God.
And it was that was a super expander for me, being with all these international kids. And a lot of them, it was my last year of school, and a lot of them were taking a year or two off to travel and do a leap year. And I was like, I'm going to do that, but I'm going to move to LA and go try and be an actress before I pursue this international marketing and business career.
Yeah.
And so it goes.
I'm the opposite of the kid that says they're going to be an actress or like an actor, because that's just like not me. But like, did you just have this gut feeling? Like, what does that feel like?
Right.
So I think I like to call myself delusional.
Okay.
I think I'm just really delusional. Yeah. And I think that anything's possible.
Yeah.
And I think it's a pro and a con, because I really just think I could do anything I want.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's like, you know, you got to manage expectations. Yeah.
But or you don't.
Or you don't. So I think I would just run around. Maybe I created neural pathways doing it. Now the older I get, the more I learn about manifestation. Manifestation is science. Like, the more you say something, like, yes, your body's so sensitive. Words are spells. Oh my gosh. I put the old acting spell.
Right.
On me.
You're like, no, actress, I love that. That's going to be me.
Jenna always says how much I manifested a lot of things in my life, and I had no idea what I was doing, but I would visualize. Like, I could literally, I played softball at UNC, and our rival is Duke. And I ended up going to play at Duke too, but that's never happened before. Yeah. The time between when I stopped playing at UNC and the time that I played at Duke, I would visualize myself in a Duke jersey. I'd visualize myself, mm-hmm, like, going up to bat at the Duke softball stadium that hadn't even been built because they didn't have softball at the time. And
stop.
I was just like,
you're like, get it going, boys.
Literally. Nice. Like, I'm like, come on, build that stadium.
I'm ready.
Right.
I don't know why it was like the delusion, but like, it was like that belief. I know I can do this. I'm going to figure out a way. Like, I had to get myself into business school at Duke, which I really didn't have the grades for, truthfully. But no, it's true. And I'm not kidding you. I really believe I willed it to happen. Yeah. And had no idea what manifesting was at the time. But that delusion, same thing, I think, is good.
No, we're both completely delusional.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. Yeah. Because you really could go in this world and just go and get whatever you want. And the more you think it and, like, see yourself doing it, yeah, it's a whole thing. And I know it sounds woo-woo.
No.
But it ain't.
Yeah.
It isn't, because it's what you were saying is, it's also science. Yeah. And the book that I've read recently called Manifest, if you haven't read it,
oh, I have
read
to
it,
read this.
Yeah, it's really by good. Roxy Nafousi. We've talked about it a few times on this podcast, because it's just a very simple roadmap to knowing what you want, thinking that way, but also putting in the action. Because at the end of the day, you're not just going to become an actress in Hollywood.
Totally.
Like, you have to take steps to do it.
Yes.
And that's huge, and I don't think people realize that. They're like, I'm going to think myself into becoming a Duke softball player. Well, you have to apply. Yeah. You have to apply yourself. Yeah. You have to be, you know, at least a little bit smart. Or,
totally.
You know, and you have to do those things. So, okay, so you're in Paris. How do you end up in LA and become an actress and model?
So then I graduated, and I said, okay, I'm going to go out to LA. And at first I would just take trips, and I'm telling you, it's funny looking back. It's a great question. You know, I never really talk about my acting career. I'm always, you know, talking about bone broth and Beauty in the Broth.
No, we need the details. Right. We need to know how you got here.
But it's making me think, because I always, like, liken Beauty in the Broth to, like, a game of, like, Zelda, like, the power of suggestion and telling everyone. But I realized the acting was the same thing. The power of suggestion. The more I would tell people, like, hey, I want to act, or hey, this, like, someone would know someone, and you know, it's like any industry. It's talent, it's luck, it's knowing the right people. It's a culmination of all the things. So, like, the more in any career that you say out loud, like, what you're trying to achieve, it's amazing how people want to band together and help you.
Yeah, I love that.
So I would do that. I enrolled in acting classes, and acting classes was great. And you know what, let me back up. Before I started acting, I was modeling. And I think that really, really helped me. Like, modeling gave me crippling anxiety, and I was not cut out for it. I was, like, super insecure, and just, like, I was like a baby.
Yeah.
And what it did make me do is make me very comfortable in front of the camera. Mm. So that was great experience going into acting. Then I just feel like fellow actors are always so nice. You'd be like in an audition, like in a waiting room for an audition, and like, oh, like, should we run lines? Like, we're competing for the same part, but it's like there's a lot of crap out there, like, best of luck, because it's right. A tough industry. Whereas modeling, you're like in a waiting room, they're like, duh, like, right. They're not happy.
I heard a long time ago this thing that always stuck with me, that was plant the seeds and watch them grow. And I think the more seeds you, like, plant out there, then you just have all of these things, like, working for you. So when you say, talking about, like, your vision and things like that to other people, but then you're not just sitting there at home being like, okay, well, I've told all these people what I want to do, let them work for me. Then you're actually taking the step. So it was that kind
of, because you tell everyone, you don't want to look like a big loser.
So you're going to put an extra effort. Yeah. No, like, big losers over here.
No, but that's also part of it. It holds you accountable.
Yeah.
People want to band together and help. You never know, like, who could help with what part.
Yeah.
But then also, I'm, like, really big on lists, like, to-do lists. And taking actions every day to tick those boxes toward whatever it is you're trying to do is so powerful. I just learned, funny enough, I would always do this, but I didn't know it was, like, an actual concept called time blocking.
Yeah.
And Mary Ruth, I just met her the other week at Mary Ruth Organics. Mm. Like, she loves to give talks on time blocking, and she's even more passionate than me about it. And it's every action every day toward your goals. And then, like, I'll write out, like, big picture goals for my year, which are totally delusional. Like, but then I'll do a quarterly, I guess, calendar, like, what goals am I going to do in that quarter? And when you see the progress of that every day from these little steps, none of them are little steps that you're taking, you see your dreams start to be woven.
Yeah. No, I love that. And it's so funny because I think Jenna and I talk so much about how health is so much more than just, like, taking medication and eating healthy, right? Your mind affects your health so much.
It really does.
And I think that, like, when you get proactive, like, with the lists and the seed planting and all of those things, you cultivate this energy that just, it works for you. Yeah. I'm someone who is so anti-woo-woo, but over time and having so many health issues, yeah, I've realized how important some of this stuff is. And I hate that it gets labeled as woo woo, because what it really is like, you're training your brain. That's what it is. You're training your brain.
Oh, I am so deep down this rabbit hole. It's so I have a sister, and she's always, like, on the cutting edge of stuff. Like, even back then, like, she's the one who got me to try bone broth. And at first, like, no, that's disgusting and weird. Like, I'm good.
Yeah.
And so that was, like, the start of, like, my health journey. But even now, like, I've looked at her over the past year, and I'm just like, love my sister, but she's gone full tilt, woo, right, down the woo woo hole. Cause now
down the woo hole, come on, keep going.
Okay, so it's crazy. She would always do, like, now her big thing is, like, this neo emotional release, and she's like, trauma stored in your body, like the concept of trauma,
yeah,
and it's just like an imprint of a time and place. It doesn't need to be, like, a big dramatic thing, but, you know, stress on the body, trauma. And she says that like when you get different pains in your body, like, emotions are stored there.
Yeah.
And I'm now down the rabbit hole, my health journey, because I still have not perfected my gut health, and I do all the things, ladies.
Yeah.
And I had a rough and tumble childhood. So, and I had chronic digestive issues since I'm a kid. I realize the last part of my gut health puzzle is I have deep emotions stored in my gut. So you want to hear woo woo. I've been seeing a lymphatic drainage guy, and he's been doing it for 10 years. He gets so deep in my stomach and, like, he'll, like, make noises when he knows I'm in pain. And I don't know, he knows it from feeling it. And he says that the stuff he's seen working with people for 10 years, he knows emotions stored in the gut. And, you know, I'm just going to come out and say this. I last Thursday did my first ever psilocybin journey. And this was so crazy. I just want to talk about it.
Yeah, because
why not?
Wait, so, okay, rewind a second, though, because I'm familiar roughly, but so is this, like, a pill? You take it with someone, like, someone guides you through it, right?
Yes. Okay. I found this amazing shaman healer in Topanga, like, everything you could hope for, you know?
Yeah.
And he has, like, this beautiful room with instruments and blindfolds.
Do you prep? Oh, God. Like, are you? Yeah, this is sounding a little questionable. No, I'm kidding. But
I'll get into why.
Did they prep? Like, were you prepped in any way, or did you just go?
I had a prep. Like, you can't drink alcohol. You can't do any recreational drugs, which I don't anyways.
Right.
But, you know, I've been known to microdose sometimes. Yeah. So you can't do anything like that. And you're supposed to, like, stay away from, you know, unless it's, like, grass-fed, grass-finished meat, you're supposed to stay away from meat. But luckily, I do have a very clean meat diet.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I did that for about 2 weeks prior. But he says you really, like, strongly have to do 4 days. But I really wanted, you know, I took this very seriously because I know, like, I set also, like, big goals for New Year's. And this year, my New Year's goal is to have, like, the most optimal peak gut health, mental health, physical health.
Yeah.
Like, boom. And now this year has been my journey about learning about emotions stored in the gut. So then for the psilocybin, you set an intention. So, you know, in my head, I'm like, I want to go to the next level with work. I want to clear whatever's blocking me from this supreme gut health. And, you know, a few other things, like I want to clear any blockages. So my intention, because you need to make an overarching one, is to help clear and heal anything that's blocking me physically, mentally, and emotionally.
Yeah, I love that.
And I've heard these crazy stories because, you know, they put the blindfold on because it looks crazy out there. And you, that's to focus on the outer world, but you want to focus on the inner world. So you put the blindfold so you get really deep and reflective. And I just remember it was such an irony because, you know, a couple of hours into this, he takes off the blindfold and he's like, "What'd you see? Let's talk about it." And I just look at him and I just go, "I am so disappointed." And I was also like still very high. And I go, "I just felt like I was in a waiting room." And he goes, "What did the waiting room look like?" I go, "I wish I could tell you, but like I had no visuals." And then I went to the bathroom and keep in mind, I was very high. I just started hysterically crying and I couldn't stop. And he was like, "What else disappoints you?" And bam, we start getting into it, like all the disappointments from my father. And I am just hysterically crying. Then all of a sudden I feel anger. Then I feel disappointment. And then I feel grief and all these things. He's like, "What's going on now? Like, what are you thinking now?" And I was like, these emotions have no like faces to it all of a sudden. Right. It was, and then I'm not kidding, ladies. I felt my gut like a garden hose, like unwind in real time. Like, wow. Do. And I felt like almost like a crazy person because I would be like all these emotions, like the Joker just coming out, right, like fully out of me. And it's wild because I was so quote unquote disappointed because this waiting room, and talk about the intention of wanting to go to the next level of everything. I am right. In a freaking waiting room.
Right.
And the block was that I have a blockage from the emotions. Yeah. So the mushrooms gave me exactly what I asked for. Right. Like I let out so much emotion and I'm telling you, my stomach has gotten way flatter since then. Like I always have like this one thing blocking it and holding me back. And I went from being so disappointed to, wow, that was very profound and like creepy. The guide always says that they call it the medicine. The medicine is so smart and it's so intelligent and gives your body exactly what you need at that time. And that's exactly what it started doing, was unwinding my gut microbiome.
So after that day, did life kind of go back to normal with this new perspective? Like, how did you carry forward?
So funny enough, I had to hop on a plane the next morning.
Which is like the most introspective time for people, yes, right? Like you're just sitting there. Like,
not the way I travel. I travel with dogs and bags. Okay. but, you know, I did journal and I'm going to keep reflecting on it. But I know that there's something big with expectations and disappointment. And I feel like that was definitely like a theme for me for the mushrooms. So I want to dig into that. And then this was kind of funny. It might be like TMI, but I just don't care. I'm an open book at this point. You know, I was recalling a memory when I was 6 years old, like waiting at the steps from my dad to come home. It was my birthday. Uh-huh. And my dad never came home. And my mom comes and gets me from the steps. She's like, "Let's go have the birthday cake." And I just remember feeling so much disappointment. And then the shaman guy goes, "Yeah, you thought if your dad came home, that's like a nice Hallmark thing to do. It'd be what you see in the movies, like dad coming home, the birthday cake."
Right.
And then I just started hysterically laughing because I realized that too was an expectation.
Yeah.
Like I thought that was a nice thing to do, and most people do, right? But at the end of the day, it's an expectation.
Yeah.
So it's definitely something I'm noodling on, that whole concept. Noodling. And it's definitely something I want to do again. And I felt I got a lot of value from it and know that emotions do get stored in the gut.
Oh my gosh, yes.
So I've worked with a lot of clients, discussed with tons of people, have had these types of conversations. And at the beginning of my journey and Jill's journey with gut health, we were so diet and supplement focused, like most people are, right? Which is such an important part of the journey. But what I had to come around to, and that I'm continuing to come around to, as you're saying, like it's been a journey to even get to where you're all of a sudden doing, you know, a whole mushroom trip. But which can also, just like anyone listening to this, it can sound like a lot and maybe you're not in that place, but like even hearing someone's story is, you know, just something to keep in mind for the future or in mind in general. But we had to come around to understanding the emotional aspect.
Yes. Yeah. That, guys, we're at the same part of our journey.
Yeah. And truly, I mean, like Jill and I have talked a lot about this right now, like things that Jill and I have experienced with ourselves in the environment we are in, Jill's work environment, that have direct correlations with our digestion and how we feel. But what we didn't realize at the beginning of our journey, and that what I've realized working with so many women, is that we all have this stored trauma.
Yes. Well, and what's interesting is I look back, and this is a little controversial, but I'm going to say it anyway. Like during COVID was one of the happiest times of my life. Yeah. And I realized that for some people, that's not the case. I'm very sorry. But I was living at home. I felt like I got to take a pause on this super crazy lifestyle that I was living. Yeah. I was with my parents. I was with my grandparents. I was with Jenna. And I had the best skin. Mm-hmm. I was so happy with my body. I was so happy with my weight. I felt so healthy. I was sleeping great. Like it was peak health. And I look back and it's like, sure, we were eating well. We weren't going out at all. I was not really drinking that much, like all those things. But it was that inner peace of like seeing our grandparents multiple times a week and like watching TV shows with our mom and dad every night. As a full grown adult, you just don't get to do that anymore.
Yeah.
And it's like, that was that inner peace that maybe right now I truly don't have.
Yeah.
That is kind of that missing piece. And what do you always say? You can't heal in the home that hurt you.
Yeah, in the environment that made you sick.
In the environment that made you sick, yeah. Sorry.
And even like I would go as far as saying to you, like, how do you feel when you go back to New Jersey, right? And a lot of times.
A good point. Yeah, I definitely, my mom still lives there and my dad lives in South America. We moved out to South America for one point, but I definitely, for sure, in certain parts of New Jersey, I definitely get very triggered.
Yeah. A lot of people, when they go back to that environment or think about the job that they hated that brought them so much emotional distress, you find your body like cramping up and you're a different version.
It's a stuck emotion and that needs to be released.
Yeah.
And it's so hard, like all the talk therapy in the world, like that level of like emotion, getting it out, I don't think I could have ever achieved. And funny enough, I was one of those people that was so scared to do it. Like I'm also like a little bit of a control freak. Like I don't want to not be in control. But I was sitting doing a podcast interview. I don't know if you know Alyssa Goodman, but it was the final straw for me. Like she beat cancer through diet. Her husband had the same cancer. He passed from pneumonia in the hospital. And I was just like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, how did you beat cancer? And obviously diet was a massive part of it. She goes, but Melissa, I have to tell you, my biggest part was like the somatic journey, like yoga, meditation. She goes, but psilocybin was the thing that really healed me. And then that's when I'm like, that's enough. Like, I've got to do this. Stop being chicken.
Right.
I feel that because there's a little bit. I'm the same way. I'm like, what happened if, you know, I don't know. But it's clearly something that you just have to, like, take that trust and that, like, leap.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. And my thing, like, I know so much about it. I listen to so many podcasts. It's so great for your brain. It's regenerative. It helps you so much to clear stuff.
Yeah.
But I never expected anything like this. I actually booked to go again in a month.
Did you? Good.
No way.
That's great. I mean, that's all the proof that you need, if you're debating it.
Well, I realize I have a lot to clear. Like, I don't even think that finished it, but it was a huge start. Mm-hmm. So I think I want to do it at least 3 times to see the full effect of the results. Because I do want to get those cool visions and those profound moments in the aha, but I just think I won't even get there until I clear all this stuff out first.
Yeah. So you went to LA after college. Were you experiencing health issues then?
I've always been experiencing, since I was a little girl in New Jersey, chronic digestive issues. My parents had to bring me to a cardiologist because I would get like this beeping pain in my heart. And then the cardiologist just said, stress. And my mom was like in denial, like, my daughter's not stressed. But I had such chronic digestive issues. And then in LA during acting, you know, weird work, such crazy hours. Sometimes we would go to set at 6:30 p.m. and wrap at 7 a.m. Mm. So I was eating M&Ms, all this stuff to stay awake at the late hours of the night.
Yeah.
So my digestive issues, like, look, if you have a healed gut, you could have that stuff and you'll be just fine and move on with your life. But when you're already in a really bad state digestive-wise, it was just my doom. And I had such bad brain fog. And then that's when my sister kept trying to get me to try bone broth. And I finally did. And bone broth was truly the beginning of my health journey and like a true like gateway drug into health. Because I used to think being healthy was just like looking in the mirror and being skinny. And it was so much more. Like I couldn't believe after drinking bone broth, how much it didn't just helped my digestive issues, but cleared brain fog. I had a damaged knee from sports, from field hockey. It fixed my knee. I would always have to wear a brace skiing. Now I don't have to.
Yeah.
And it also really helped lines in my face. Like, I'm very open saying I would get Botox since I was 25, which I actually don't even get it anymore. Wow. And I'm telling you, it's like really turned.
You don't?
No.
Your skin's incredible.
It's because I've been getting it since I'm 25. I stopped about a year ago.
Uh-huh.
I stopped about a year ago, and I'm telling you, bone broth was the gateway drug, and it came again in my life during like my whole autoimmune disease that I'm sure we'll get into.
Yeah.
And it was like the biggest part of my mold protocol.
So yeah,
I love that you called it the gateway drug.
No, right. I'm telling you,
it's going to be got me. That's going to be the title of this podcast episode, the gateway drug.
Bone broth.
I'm like not even kidding.
Genius. Okay. Right. Wait, I have so many questions. So one is, okay, so you start taking the bone broth, but this is before you have issues with mold.
Yes.
Okay. And how did, cause I saw a clip on social media where you didn't even have like mold in your home.
Yeah.
So how you got sick, I'm assuming first trying to heal it and then figured out it was mold, right?
So I'll tell you. So boom, I started this bone broth company, and I was so am so passionate about it, like how much it healed me.
Right.
But so that was one.
But because it had healed your other issues.
It healed my digestive issues.
Right.
Okay. So then during this journey of launching a company where I'm super passionate about it,
yeah.
Then all of a sudden, 9 months after this mold exposure, which was an apartment in New York, I was living bi-coastal. And I just remember getting an email from the building, emergency water leak in the basement. I was one of two apartments with space in the basement. It was like a duplex. And no one cared to check. And I had to go there for work at an acting job. And I sent my maid ahead of me to clean. She's like, Melissa, I don't know what you want me to do. The place is covered in mold. I land, and my ex at the time was like, do not stay there. So I already knew I was getting a hotel. And they let me break the lease. It was like this big pissing match because everything was beyond damage. There was mold everywhere.
Your furniture.
The furniture, some clothes I had to throw out. But the air in there was just so toxic. Wow. So then, you know, did this, brought everything to the dry cleaners and then shipped everything, some of the furniture, because I would talk to the HEPA vacuum guys that were doing the remediation. They're like, oh, yeah, it's good. We just, you know, HEPA vacuum the furniture, shipped some of the furniture and shipped my clothes, shoes, bags. 9 months later, I start gaining weight. Oh. And, you know, as a woman, when you start to not feel good about yourself and feel you're gaining weight, you best believe you throw the kitchen sink at it. I started like working out a bunch, eating so healthy.
Right.
And I could not lose the weight. And then I just started to just feel ill. I just felt so ill. My girlfriend kept being like, I know you have what I have. Get it checked out. Hypothyroid, boom, went to an endocrinologist, and that is an autoimmune disease.
Right.
So then, speaking of some of the doctors being, like, messed up, this doctor put me on four different meds. He put me on Ozempic.
Oh.
This was, like, before Ozempic was, like, a thing.
You were on Ozempic before
the OG Ozempic.
Yeah. I know, right? Put me on Ozempic, metformin, Synthroid, and dexlamethasone, which, by the way, they use in certain chemos. It's a steroid.
Oh, my God.
So, and he kept being like, Melissa, it's not your fault. It's your parents. You inherited this. And, like, would say all this stuff. It's not your fault. And he would tell me if I didn't take the dexlamethasone that I might get cancer. He would scare me. So then I told you I'm big on New Year's resolutions. I then, my next year, New Year's, I just want to stabilize, okay? I got real skinny.
Right. I'm sure.
Oh, my God.
I got too skinny. And then.
Because, right, it decreases your appetite. Oh, like, yeah. You're not eating as much.
I was
much.
So, the metformin made me uber constipated. The Ozempic made me throw up all the time. He kept upping the dose. Like, he was like honestly like the worst doctor. Like, I don't know how he's in practice. And then a year later, after I stabilized, I'm like, okay, this is ridiculous, Melissa. Like you're 30. Like, you shouldn't be on all these meds like the rest of your life. So then what I did, I started to go the naturopathic route. I kissed a few frogs, and I really found one that really worked for me, Dr. Will Cole. And I just remember onboarding with him and his team. It's so funny. You know, you fill out all this paperwork, and one of them said, mold exposure? And at first I ticked yes, and then I erased it. and press no. So I'm like, that wasn't really an exposure. Like, and then they're like, why'd you erase that? And also, why was I using a pencil? Right. And then I was like, oh, you know, like, the stuff didn't come with me. Oh, they're like, oh, no, no, we're testing you for mold. We get the results back. It was overwhelming. Three different strains through the roof.
Oh, my God.
And one of them, it's called citrinin, linked to cancer in rats. It scared me straight. So he put me on this an autoimmune compliant diet. So gluten-free, dairy-free, nightshade-free, alcohol-free, sugar-free. And he started me off with, drum roll please, a bone broth fast, followed by bone broth based soup. So I did that for a couple weeks, and then I moved into adding protein to it and then doing that diet I mentioned. I did the protocol for 4 months. I was supposed to do it for 6. Just after 4 months, I just got my blood work back a couple weeks ago, and we had like our call about it. 70% of the mold is gone. The two strains, the one really dangerous one, completely gone.
Wow.
All my auto, by the way, once I went on this protocol, I just dropped all the meds, like cold
thyroid,
turkey.
Yeah.
I just dropped it all cold turkey. I was sick of it. I was like, let's
can
give
you
this
do
a whirl.
That? Can you drop, like, or were you just like,
I could do whatever I want. Right. I'm delusional.
Right. You're like, of course I can.
I kept the Synthroid on, but then I was like, goodbye.
Yeah.
And now, by the way, my autoimmune markers are like, far, far, far away, like not even close. All my inflammation's gone. I just have a little bit of inflammation I have to get retested for. But I mean, health's a journey. I feel so proud that my autoimmunity is so far away.
Yeah.
Sure, my thyroid does need a little bit more support. It's sluggish.
Yeah.
But I'm far, far away from any sort of autoimmunity for it now.
Yeah.
From the guy who told me I inherited it and pretty much had to live the rest of my life with it. So now, you know, I probably will go back on that protocol. I'm doing like gonna do like a modified protocol when I get back.
Yeah.
And just similar, it sounds like daunting, but once you do it for 2 weeks, it's so easy to do. And you don't have to live that way forever.
Sure.
Like
protocol.
I took a year off.
Right.
And you know, put my autoimmunity into remission.
Right.
Got rid of most of my mold. And once you do the takeaway stuff, you could introduce stuff you love, cookies, whatever,
right,
and have it in moderation once you are healed.
When did you start your bone broth company before you saw Dr. Will Cole?
Yes.
Okay.
And I felt so much shame after I started this company and I started gaining all this weight. I'm like, oh my God,
right.
Like I keep advertising gut health and I'm not the picture face of health. And I was like blaming myself.
Right.
Until I found out I had an autoimmunity. I was like, oh my God. So bone broth just became the gateway drug.
Yeah.
About digestive issues to boom, helping me with autoimmune disease and putting that into remission and helping me clear mold like crazy.
How did you decide the ingredients that go in your broths?
So I wanted it very clean. I said, if I'm going to go from acting to being a bone broth maker, I need to have the best damn bone broth money could buy.
Yeah.
So that was something I would not budge on. And I just wanted it to be the best. I want to sell the best stuff. It's also glamorous to be the best.
Right. Yeah, right. Absolutely.
I'm not going to lie to you, ladies.
Right. Right.
Yeah. I'm going to do organic. I'm going to have
it. Yeah. All the buzzwords.
Right.
So when I first started the company, I said, okay, I want to start a company. So I started Googling how to start a company. So the first thing I did was got an LLC. And the second thing I did was, it sounds like a movie. I found a website. Meetachef.com.
No.
And I found this woman named Alini, who is like an Ayurvedic specialist and chef. So we met up. She had me try some broth that she made, and I was blown away. So we worked together. She taught me more about ingredients that I didn't know. And we kept doing, research and development for a while. And initially, I thought I'd be cooking the stuff, not myself, but have a cook do it in an offsite kitchen. And it was right before COVID, I visited my co-manufacturers, and I saw, my little magical bone broth cups were there that come in, like, the first subscription box. But initially, I thought that was going to be, like, our packaging. So my little cups were there, and I just remember sitting at the corner of the table what looked like a hockey puck. And I kept, what's that? What's that? Mm-hmm. They're like, Melissa, focus. Like, bone broth's in here. Try it. And I'm like, yeah, but what is that? They're like, oh, it's just, that's concentrated. We ship it to the co-packers that way. Then they reconstitute it with water. And it was like, ding, ding, ding. I was like, why? why would I ship water around either? Like, when the customer could do it, and it's more convenient for them, because that's another thing. Yeah. Like, some people like it stronger or weaker, and so it went, just like health's a journey, so is entrepreneurship. Like, like, it totally changed my whole business in the best way possible. So now we have an all USDA organic, shelf-stable with zero preservatives, concentrated bone broth company. So we steam it multiple times, with super high technology. And in 3 ounces, it's 15 grams of protein. Why? Because bone broth is measured in BRIX, B-R-I-X, which is like the measure of solid components and nutrients. And a regular jar of bone broth is only 3 to 5 BRIX. In my pouches, it's 25 BRIX.
Wow.
So that was really cool. And if you asked me this a couple of years ago, what any of this meant, I had zero clue.
Yeah.
You don't know until you know.
Yeah.
Well, a big question when people, because I truly, Jill and I, we both believe in the benefits of bone broth. We think it's so amazing. Collagen, gelatin, glycine, all of the things, which we can talk about more of. But you see and you're like, okay, well then which one should I purchase? Like, there's so many on the market now. We get the question all the time. What's your favorite?
It really bothers me when I go into supermarkets and I see these brands. A lot of them are supermarket brands. Literally, second ingredient, sugar. Who the hell is putting sugar in bone broth?
And I'm not drinking bone broth for it to be sweet.
Right.
By the way, whoever thought like this is a great idea, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Because when things are mass produced, like, they don't care. Like, starting my company now, I just like deliberately try to find smaller companies. So I know the integrity is intact, and that's how you still get the good stuff. But I look for very clean ingredients. Like, there's so much, like, a lot of frozen bone broths even have citric acid in it. Like, I don't want citric acid.
Right.
So I just look for super clean ingredients. And then what I do on bone broth is I look at the sodium. Because a lot of them are jam-packed. Funny enough, this sounds a little, like, undermining, but whatever. I just, because we're doing a new website. And so we're doing like an us versus them, and I list a bunch of brands. Sorry to throw shade, but you'll see it on the website. The amount of sodium, like, a lot of them, 600 milligrams, 500, like the craziest amounts of
compared
sodium.
Compared to what do you have?
Oh, we have a low sodium claim.
Got it.
Which is really hard to do. Like, I think we have like 120 grams of, or milligrams of sodium.
Okay.
Which is, because we don't add salt to it. It's the only salt we have is from the breakdown of the bone process.
Right.
So there's no salt we add in it.
That's funny that you say that, because the other day I got, have you been to The Well here?
Yes, I love their bone broth.
Okay, I do too, but I woke up and my face was so puffy, and even in the flavor, and like,
well,
again,
finish them.
we love The Well, they're amazing, don't get me wrong.
I'll be ordering the broth again.
Yeah, but I was like, it's a lot of sodium.
I'm telling you, I think like 95% of bone broths are just packed with sodium. If you're a bone broth maker out there, please just stop doing it.
Yeah. Seriously. Right. Let us take over.
Right.
Okay. So can you talk more about some of the ingredients and the benefits, like what you put in there and why you put in there?
So I want, well, this is also a little bit of an irony. I could have my chickens also actually an autoimmune compliant SKU, which I didn't know until I knew.
Right.
But I wanted the ginger to be very healing.
Uh-huh.
So we have turmeric and ginger in it, which is like very like antiviral, really great for immunity. And bone broth's already great for your immunity, because 85% of your immunity is in your gut. So I wanted it way more simple, where the beef I kind of wanted like a more interesting flavor. So we have garlic, onions, mushrooms, leeks. So none of them taste gamey. None of them taste,
No, it tastes, I mean, we both had it. Yeah. Like, it tastes like a soup. Like, you're not sitting there like, I'm just feel like chicken's like ruminating in my mouth.
Yes.
It's soupy. It's flavorful.
Yeah. And it's very flavorful, and people can't believe it when they turn it over, because the ingredients. So yeah, I wanted the chicken to be immunity centric and the beef to be like collagen building centric, which both of them do the same thing, but I kind of put like an emphasis on each one for those purposes. Cause if, you know, I'm selling a lifestyle, like, this isn't just like a product I want you to have once. Like, if you want to see benefits, you better make bone broth part of your routine. So obviously you're going to want you're going to crave different flavors.
Yeah.
So I really wanted to differentiate the two for those reasons.
I think one of my favorite parts about your brand in particular is the accessibility. Yes. Having it in a pouch makes it so easy to travel with. It makes it so easy to, like, if you're on the go, if you work in an office, yes, you can heat up water in the microwave and just put the pouch in. Like, it makes it. Though I think one of the biggest things about health where people don't want to take that next step is it feels unachievable.
Yes.
Or it feels like I can't live that lifestyle. It's like you can throw a pack in your backpack, in your purse, and go anywhere.
That was my whole intention. Like I'm a big, like, on the go girl. Like, I love the act of being on the go with things. So initially that's why I was thinking like bone broth store, like people would grab it hot on the go, and like having the idea evolve into what it evolved into, I couldn't be more thrilled to have a beyond reputable product. The ingredients speak for itself. You could just have it anywhere on the go and keep up your routine and not feel like you can't because you're traveling and all this stuff, or forget it or heating it up. It makes it super, super easy and just like instant gratification.
Yeah. So where are you at now? Where can people get your bone broth?
So right now, www.thebeautyinthebroth.com. We are also like in some of the Facebook offices. So if you're a Facebook employee, and then we're in some, you know, smaller grocers in California.
Yeah.
This year we're going to be doing more of a retail push, okay, and we have 3 SKUs coming out that are all reconstituted. So
what does that mean?
Yeah. So it will have the water in it.
Okay.
Because, you know, we listen to our customers. And we do have an expensive product. Why is it expensive? It's a premium product, and it's like 5 times stronger than a regular bone broth. So there's an education process there.
Yeah.
So if that's 25 bricks, we're coming out with one that's 8 bricks. So it's way more, it's way like cheaper for us to make.
Yeah.
Way cheaper for people to buy. It's still going to be an amazing bone broth with low sodium and all the things.
But it's just kind of like diluted.
Yeah, it's diluted. Okay. It's just like, it will be just like the ones on the market, but stronger still. Got because it. The ones on the market are only 3 to 5 bricks. So this right. will still be 8. So it'll still be potent. Also, that will help us with the differentiation to see that the one in the pouch is reconstituted. And then the one, I guess they're both in pouches.
Yeah, sure. Right. But different bricks.
Yes, okay. Exactly.
Wow, learned something new today. A new measurement.
Right. And how many glasses are you sipping a day? Are you doing 1, 2?
I'll have one of my pouches a day.
Okay.
A pouch a day keeps the doctor
right. Amen.
Yeah. And I had to cut back at one point. Like, I'm not kidding. I'm not exaggerating. I wish I was. My hair got too thick. Me and my sister both had to stop for a few weeks because our hair was like almost like coarse. It was too
thick. Look out, Nutrafol. We're coming for you.
Well, seriously, we want to use food and like real animals to actually get these benefits, yes, besides just, let's say, taking a pill full of synthetic vitamins. Like, as you said, the bone broth speaks for itself. It has all of those amazing nutrients, minerals, vitamins in it just by itself without having to supplement with more.
And also, this is the thing that kills me about supplements, and I hate bone broth powder. No powder. Powder, goodbye. Powder is only 2 to 21% bioavailable. Liquid is 98%. And the collagen in bone broth is the most bioavailable way for your body to receive collagen.
And so if you buy a collagen powder right now, you could just consume the bone broth, and then it kind of gives you 2 for 1.
Yes. I mean, I don't even take collagen powder. Look, I think it's better than nothing, but feel like these powders are like a little bit of snake oil.
Jen and I've really, everyone wants a powder and a supplement to like kiss all their problems goodbye. And we're like, listen,
the liquid.
Like,
the liquid.
And what I love about entrepreneurs like you is you're so passionate because you've done the work.
Yes.
You've been through it yourself. You're not out here trying, we're all trying to make money. We need money to live, but you're not just trying, like, sorry. Like,
Jill's like, wait, hold up a second.
Right. We're
taking this business to the top. Like,
We'll find a way.
Right. We got the delusional queen.
Yeah. John and I have had times in our life where we're like, money is coming to us.
Right. And
then it just dumps money.
Dumps? Maybe not.
Right. Not dumps, but like maybe new opportunities.
Sprinkles.
But
it's the fact of like you're creating a business because you know that this is what helped you. And I feel like those are the best types of businesses because it's like we need people out here for the right reasons, right? And it's not just like, oh yeah, like I found this opportunity, so here we are and we're gonna blow it up. It's like, no, 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 like I this helped me and now I wanna help you.
And when people turn their pain into purpose.
Yeah, exactly.
And, no, and I had a laugh too during the whole psilocybin ceremony. Like it's kind of funny, like this girl, me, chronic digestive issues. What does she do? Like creates like a bone broth. Like my whole life has been about like blockages. And, and if you look at it like outside of yourself, you're like, this is like, it's almost like chopstick comedy. You know what I mean?
Well, so, okay. So are you still acting? Like, are you still in Hollywood?
I star in my cooking videos.
Okay.
I'm not currently acting, but I'm very fortunate for it because it's definitely given me like a platform. Like I feel like I get amazing podcast guests. I get amazing things done for the bone broth that my acting platform gave me to make things happen.
Right.
And you want to hear something woo woo. And I'm not like a horoscope person, but you know, I had like a really rough year in 2022. Like all this bad stuff happened. And at the end of it, boom, my dog, my little dog, who's like my soulmate, died. So I break up, move out. My dog died all within a week and a half.
Oh my God.
So I said, okay, I need a break from being me.
Right.
Went on my first ever solo trip to Mexico. It was amazing. So while I was there, I got this astrology reading. And there's like this whole element of human design, like the place, time, place, time, day you were born.
Yeah, we've done it.
And okay.
Yeah.
So everyone has a life theme. Mm-hmm. You want to know what mine is?
Oh boy.
It's so on the nose. It's to bring about love and beauty. It's to bring change to the world through love and beauty.
Oh my God.
It's like,
no, if you look, you're like, did you Google me?
No,
right? Yeah, did you combine words in my life?
It's insane. I'm telling you, this is like why sometimes I feel like it's a simulation because it's so on the nose.
Yeah.
It's funny when you really like look at things, all the little secrets are there.
Well, and so here's my thing about woo woo is that I never wanted to embrace it because I, growing up as an athlete, I'm like, hard work. That's the way you go. You just nose to the pavement or whatever that saying goes is like, grind it out. Yeah. And I think the thing about it is like, you can grind it out as much as you want. You can outwork everyone in the room. If you don't really believe in those deeper forms of healing, of putting in the work and things like that, like, you're going to hit a brick wall. You really are. Like, you need more than just what's surface level to get the job done.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
And it's crazy too. Something that needs to be talked about more is nervous system.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Are you saying this to make Jenna so happy? That's like
speaking my language.
Yeah.
Truly. I mean, it's the whole thing. It's realizing what you've been through as a person, all of us each individually, and like taking what we've been through, right? We've all been through things.
Yeah.
But it's up to us to start then doing that work.
Yes.
To come back into that rest and digest parasympathetic state. But so many of us are out of it. And no wonder why we all have digestive issues.
100%.
So pair your bone broth with meditation and, you know, eat the right foods. It's a combination of these things. And that's where people are missing. It's like, you're not just going to drink. I know your bone broth is amazing and there's so many benefits, but you're also doing the other work that needs to be done too.
Totally.
And I don't think you're, it's a tool.
It's all been a journey. And, you know, during this bad year, like I got attacked by a pit bull, like me and my two little dogs. And it was a whole thing. So my nervous system was so out of whack. But even that, like I'm telling you, it was because of that. Then I had to take like breathwork classes and all this stuff because I was like, I'd be on a run and I was not okay. It was like I was living in a horror film.
Yeah.
Like my nervous system was out of whack. So that too, I mean, it was awful at the time, but that too got me into now this more quote unquote woo-woo that's not woo-woo. My big thing is things backed by science that has gotten me to realize all the food and supplements in the world, mindset work is a huge thing. And it was interesting too, like when I was working with Dr. Will Cole on this protocol, you know, we would have like group calls with the other clients every week as like a support group. And some of the ladies, Dr. Will Cole had them sign up for this website called Primal Trust. And basically it's nervous system, nervous system regulation and certain breathing and meditations. And I was always like, you know, Dr. Cole, that's interesting. Why do you have them do it? And then he says that some people won't be able to clear the mold if they don't get their nervous system regulated. Like, in order to be able to clean out those toxins, like, you need to have a calm nervous system, because also mold, on top of if you have an unregulated nervous system, mold also goes to hijack your nervous system to keep you in fight or flight so that it could stay colonizing you.
Right, which, yeah. F you, mold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what an ass.
That's another good podcast title.
F you, mold.
The gateway drug. Right. F you, mold.
I love this.
Well, I'm so glad that you've found this journey, because I think a lot of people don't. And I think that's why it's so important to have these conversations, because it just takes someone walking, doing their hot girl walk and being like, But like, they're like, oh, wait. I actually spent two nights at a place with mold in it, and I never thought about it because I don't live there. And you never know what's going to trigger someone to like start their journey or put the pieces together and like connect the dots. And there's a lot of dots that need to be connected in our world today, especially when it comes to health.
Totally. Yeah. People underestimate, you know, these quote unquote woo woo practices like meditation, yoga, all these things. It's so important. And food is medicine. Yeah. Food heals.
Yeah.
I mean, it's people act like it's so complicated. It's really not that complicated.
Yeah.
You just got to do it.
Yeah. Right. Just do it.
Do it.
Mic drop. So where do we find, you already said you have your website set up. Where do we find you?
Yeah. So you find me at Melissa Bologna.
Okay.
And Bologna is bologna with no G.
Okay.
I love it.
Yeah.
Any last thoughts, Jenny?
No. So get your bone broth, the beauty and the
run,
broth.
Don't walk.
Right. Run, don't literally walk. Sprint. Truly, Jill and I have tried it. It's so amazing. Yeah. At Melissa Bologna on Instagram, at the Beauty and the Broth.
The Beauty and the Broth, yep.
As well. And thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, ladies.
Finally, I'm glad we could meet.
It was essential.
It really was.